The Potting Bench Diaries, 4th of October 2023. In Sesame Street style, this week's blog is brought to you by the letter B. B for bulbs, books, and I've not thought this through fully, as the last few points aren't actually anything to do with the letter B. Alas, it's all good fun this week anyway. As I sit here typing this, I'm looking out across the garden and I'm filled with such joy at what it's given back to us this year after the efforts put in earlier in the year and across the seasons before. I've always had the thought that a garden takes 3 years to establish to a point where you're at least approaching being happy with it. We're never really happy anyway, are we? And it would seem that it was really about 3 years ago that we started to overhaul our garden properly. 3 years on, I'm happy with it, just about, but that doesn't mean that there won't be change. Anyway, on to some fun stuff. The first official daffodil purchase of the year has happened this week, all from my local nursery nearby. I honestly hadn't planned on buying any just yet, but they had such a brilliant deal on that I obviously couldn't resist. So, that's the first 100 daffodils purchased, and probably only a couple of hundred more to buy. And to think, I wasn't really all that bothered about daffodils a few years ago, but look at us now. This week also saw a few wonderful book deliveries, as has become custom around this time of year as the publishing ramps up towards Christmas. Sorry, I had to mention Christmas there. I'm particularly excited about reading Uprooting by Marshall Farrell, and of course The Cottage Garden by my wonderful friend Klaus Dalby. Klaus has become somewhat of my main inspiration in the garden, especially when it comes to container gardening, so this one is bound to be a real treat. Gardening books, and any books for that matter, are always such an exciting thing to receive in the post. And finally, last week I told you I was going to share some highlights of a recent press trip to Sarah Raven's Perch Hill, and this week I'm delivering. Rather randomly, I do have to admit, I got an email about a month or two ago from Sarah to ask if I was free to come along to her autumn press day. Not one to say no to these kinds of things, I gladly accepted and awaited the big day. A few weeks ago, that day came, and it couldn't have been more incredible. It was just one of those days where you really have to pinch yourself. The day was full to the brim with gorgeous flowers in Sarah's gardens, talks from Sarah and a biodiversity expert called Steve Head, and then lunch, which Sarah made for us herself. All rather special and a day that I'm not going to forget in a hurry. I do have to say that what Sarah and the team at Perch Hill are doing to really focus on biodiversity is incredible. Also, the work that they're doing on breeding their own dahlias is really something very exciting too. Keep your eyes peeled for all the developments on that soon. And because it's a new week, that means that there's a new podcast to get into your ear holes. And this week, I'm joined by content creator, writer, and lover of all things cottages, Ramona Jones, otherwise known as Monologue on Instagram and TikTok. Mona discusses her beginnings with gardening and how she tackles the world and uses the garden to her advantage to help with her autism. You can listen by searching on your podcast platform of choice for Tales from the Potting Bench. And that's it. This week, I'm hoping to place my first big tulip order of the year, so I'll share the contents of that with you next week, all being well. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week for more.